Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Kevin. Kevin. You're just ridiculously stupid.
Welcome back. Is this Kevin? Welcome back.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Come on,
you good?
I know you like that.
I know you like that.
How long you been back, man?
I see the girls in the club, they getting wild for me.
Welcome into a Friday edition of CCK. Kevin Clancy is in the building, but not here right now. So it's just myself and one Jared Carabas, who is on quite a spree today. How are you doing?
I'm not on a spree.
Yeah, you're kind of on one a little bit.
And just responding to people that come at me unprovoked, yeah.
Well, I actually am trying to get Marty in here right now. I don't know where he is. I feel like you guys need to hash this out. So
yeah, he's coming.
Oh, he's coming. I mean, okay, good.
It sounds like he has a problem. I don't have a problem.
No, so here's the thing. We're going to talk, first of all, 833-857-8665. It's Friday. We will quite literally talk about anything. I just did a confessional for Stool Scenes about the OnlyFans that Barstool is starting. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about if you want to talk football, you want to talk baseball, whatever. But one of the best things that happens at Barstool is the internal drama. We all know this. Dave has thrived on it for decades. And today, Jared and Marty just started going at it on Twitter about fucking TikTok. And I don't understand why this is happening. Hello, Marty.
I don't either. I'd love to know why.
That was you.
It certainly wasn't.
I literally was like, you're doing TikTok wrong. I didn't even know what you said. I was on radio. I was like, I just wanted to talk to my pal Jared. And I was like, he's talking about the Yankees doing TikTok wrong. And you went for a kill shot. But no,
I didn't go for a kill shot.
I mean, dropping the, you know, you must know more than the CEO of this company
and
is usually not like a joke. It's usually like a, you're actually being serious about it.
I mean, him saying that I'm too old for TikTok. It's like, keep that same energy. Walk into Dave's office and tell him he's too old for TikTok. Tell Kevin that. Tell Roan that. They're all older than me.
I said that after four different times you kept going at me for no reason.
Marty, I tweeted, hey, I'm on TikTok. Here comes Marty Mush.
And
ain't no tweets about Marty
Yankees.
Mush.
You talked about the Yankees. That's why.
Right. And I responded. I said, yeah, you're mad that I made fun of your favorite team. It could have ended there.
No,
I started playful,
just,
and then you're like, you're too old.
No,
you're,
I think you're self-conscious about being on TikTok.
Not at all.
Then you got mad at me.
I will
what am I self-conscious about?
Well, I mean, Jared, we did yesterday, all three, me, you, and Kevin, all sit here and talk about how it is hard to now, because we were all like, no, we're not going to be on TikTok because we're too old. Like, I've said that a billion times. Like, I fully admit that. Like, I feel like I am too old to jump on TikTok. Now, I understand that content creation on that app has now changed. Like, when I said that, it was all like celebrities and hot girls dancing, which I'm neither. So I get that. But Jared, we can admit, I mean, you can admit this to me. Like, at some point, even yesterday, we were saying, like, we weren't sure we needed to be on TikTok.
Oh, I was sure that I needed to be on it. What I said was, I don't know how to do it.
Well, like,
and
you're like scared of it, which I am too. Like, I'm not like throwing shade at you.
Yeah.
But so, like,
but
so
we
that's
literally
why
had a meeting with Erica Nardini last week. And it was like,
well, right,
hey, you guys need to be on TikTok. So I'm just doing my job. And then I got Marty Mush telling me,
yeah,
you're too old for fucking TikTok.
Was,
it's like,
right, but, and I'm not going to take sides here. But the way it felt was like he was dicking around with you. And if it was something
I was
that.
Too.
What was your first response back?
I'm looking it up right now.
Because I'm guaranteeing it wasn't you saying it was playful.
All I know is that at one point, Frankie Borelli turned and looked at the whole office and was like, does somebody need to go do a wellness check on Jared Carabas? Because
what's wrong with me
today? Well, because your responses were clearly, and listen, as coming from somebody
who
can get triggered,
hold on. I said, breaking news. I'm on TikTok. Marty Mush says, that's not how TikTok works. And I said, quote, Jared's making fun of my favorite team, so I don't think that that's how the entire platform is supposed to be used, Martin Mush.
That's
and then he said, I didn't
not,
even listen.
Playful.
I just knew that you were wrong. And I said, thanks for the expert advice, because Starting Nine TikTok has 200,000 followers. Like, you're telling me that I'm doing it wrong. Clearly, the Starting Nine TikTok is doing very well. So,
you do Starting Nine TikTok?
Yes.
You do it? You post everything?
I don't post it, but the videos are of me.
But that's what you're saying, a brand versus me. Like, that's when it got personal for no reason.
But the videos are of me. It's not like we're posting,
yeah,
like,
so,
baseball highlights.
But you have, how many followers you have on TikTok now? Did you get to 40,000 already?
I literally just did my first TikTok today.
So you can't say shit. But you can't say shit.
I can't.
The problem is whenever you start bringing in like big dick swinging about different types of followers, like that does make it personal.
It's also a brand,
right? Because he's telling me I'm doing TikTok wrong.
But he hadn't even.
Like,
but he hadn't even
thank
like
you
watched
for the
it.
Expert advice.
I literally said I didn't listen to it.
So then how are you have an opinion about it?
Because I was joking. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Marty.
I mean,
I fucking would suck you dry right now if I was you in front of me. I would fucking jerk you off. I love you so much. But you know I was just kidding. And then you start bringing followers, and I'm like, well, we don't need to do this.
So when we literally had the conversation yesterday on radio – where Kevin was like, hey, I'm on TikTok now. Casey and I are talking about it. And I was like, yeah, I'm terrified of TikTok because I don't know how to fucking use it. I post one TikTok, the first one I ever post, and then I got Marty being like, you're doing it wrong. It's like, well, it's the first one I've ever fucking posted. So now I got Marty telling me that I'm doing it wrong when I'm like, all right, I'm trying it out for the first time ever. There's apprehension about getting on the platform for months, and now I'm being attacked by someone that I work with, that I'm friends with.
Not attacked,
but that doesn't make sense.
Two tweets. That's not how it works, and you're using it wrong.
One, I'm not on the show. I don't know. I don't listen to CCK every day. I don't think you listen to Pick Central every day. So I know that was a conversation. And two, I was just fucking kidding. And you know you're like my good friend here. So.
And also, it does make – like. And I will just say for me, if I was in Jared's position, because I am when it comes to TikTok, where it's like I'm scared of it. I don't know what I would do on it. Like there's a little bit of insecurity with it.
Everyone here is insecure about being on TikTok besides Brianna Chicken Fry and Dave.
Especially – well, yeah, because Dave's an actual celebrity now. And Dave's just Dave. I just was talking to PFT about it. Like there is a certain age thing where it's like, oh, like if you're over 30, you shouldn't be on it, which is false now because it has become a different content creating platform. But Jared, I will say in your position, I would also be self-conscious about it. So if somebody came after me in the office, playfully or not –
yeah.
Well, right, but like I would
tweeted my first TikTok ever, and then I got Marty telling me I'm doing it wrong.
Well, right, but he was playing. Like I wouldn't be dropping like the Erica Nardini side of things, because then that makes it triggered.
I think it was a good TikTok, but it was about the Yankees, and you're also fucking completely wrong about that. That I'll tell you you're wrong.
What was I wrong about?
Just that, like, oh, like, we already had him. Like, if you even went anywhere, we also fucking got a great deal out of him. So I don't know what
take was correct.
But you also know that's what I was talking about, right? Like, the Yankees take, not the actual TikTok.
But he was insecure about TikTok because.
That's not what you said.
Yes.
But I mean, he's. Like,
that's not how TikTok works, does not translate to I don't agree with what you said
Yankees.
In your TikTok.
Well, I mean, people say that about all social media.
I'm a baseball
like.
Guy on TikTok. The fucking signing just happened, so I did a TikTok about the signing. Yes, I did it correctly.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. Your take, and it's about the Yankees. I was just trying to get, you know, Yankees, Red Sox. You don't
like
the Yankees.
Which is why
trying to get under
I originally
your skin.
Responded in a playful way about
Me
the
too.
Yankees.
I said I didn't listen to it.
And then you went for, then you
then
went
you
for the, like,
followed.
I have more clout than you thing.
That's not
and
what
anytime
I said.
Any...
He's... You say you're not taking sides. You are taking sides.
I'm not. No, no, no.
He
I would be
said,
insecure. I would be insecure too if I were
you.
You
are using it wrong. So I said, bam, hammer. I have more followers than you. How am I
well,
using
you
it wrong?
Well, but
thanks
that's
for your
but
expert
that's
advice.
But that's pulling
it was a great
like,
counter.
I would be insecure just like you are, 1,000%. But the idea of like dropping like, oh, I have X amount of followers and you have X amount of followers is usually like a here's my clout and here's your non-clout.
Also not you.
It's not even about clout. My message was...
That's what followers are.
No. You're trying to tell me that I'm doing it wrong. Here is the following that I have compared to the following that you have.
But
how are you going to tell
done
me
any
I'm
of
doing
those,
it wrong?
But you've never done any of those TikToks.
Jared Carabas,
I make
nine.
The videos. Bryn turns them into TikToks.
Well, right. So, and again, I can't say this enough. I'm terrified of TikTok. I would be in the same insecure boat that you are.
Jared,
but
is this you? That's not you. This is all not you.
So like,
yeah, there's a lot of video. Like, we turned Morning Wood into TikToks every day during all of last
fantastic.
Season.
Which is fantastic. But starting
is great.
Night versus Morning Mush is not a thing. A
but
brand
you,
versus a person's not a thing.
Right. Well, and yesterday, again, I Kevin said, like, he now knows he has to be on TikTok. And Jared and I both were like, we're scared of it. So then to drop the followers on, like, 24 hours later.
All I got to say is I love you. I'm sorry that I was your first one and I didn't hear the conversation. The Yankees are back. They're going to get Kluber, who's I don't think is actually a good thing.
He's coming to the Red Sox, by the way. His wife is from around here. That's where she wants to go. You know that. Yeah. At this point, when you've won two Cy Young Awards and you've already made your money, it's time to make the wife happy. She wants to be in Boston. So,
happy wife is a happy
but
life.
Don't
it's true.
You think, yeah. like, from not Yankee Red Sox for a second, do you think it's like his shoulder? It's not even Tommy John. It's fucking his shoulders all fucked up.
Yeah, his what's it called? He did the showcase and he was throwing 88 miles an hour. So I'm not even saying like, oh, I want.
That's
like,
what
it'd
I'm
be
saying.
Nice to have a warm body that can throw a baseball for the Red Sox this year. I'm not saying if the Red Sox get Kluber, it's like wow, fucking see you in the World Series. It's more just like it'd be nice to have an actual pitcher in that spot.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's what the Yankees need, too, because Jordan Montgomery is our second pitcher.
Yeah, he stinks.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's and you just don't great. Know
but
if
I would like
Herman's going to end
still...
up in prison either.
No, he's okay. He's been through
he's
rehab.
Okay.
He's a bad person, good pitcher. Mm-hmm. Actually, he didn't pitch great in the Dominican League or wherever he
no,
was.
No, he didn't. He actually had like a 17 ERA. Multiple okay. Domestic.
So are we back. So are we we're good?
I could do whatever with Jared, I'll be fine with him. But he was mad at me today.
Oh, he was, for sure.
I wasn't mad. I was just more like, why are you knocking on my door, Marty?
You're triggered.
That's
no.
Which I again I would
tweet
be triggered
beefs
too.
Is what I do, Casey. Like triggered would be like, fuck you, like leave me alone. Like that's
yeah, but
like what Hubs did
but...
today. Marty, what Hubs did today, he tweeted, shut the fuck up. Like Hubs was triggered. That's triggered. I said, like, my replies to Marty were pointed and had like an actual meaning
pointed.
Behind them.
It was
Hubs
sharp,
being like
sharp points.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, bring
stop talking about DJ. That's my team, okay? Like that's
I
triggered.
Won't stand
that's
for
Hubs.
That. I won't
yeah,
stand for that.
None of that
just...
happened in this exchange.
No, but like the whole like text me instead thing that usually is like we should take this offline.
No,
so...
that wouldn't go offline. I don't.
That
well, he
go
said
offline,
when he just said say I'm doing TikTok
yeah.
wrong, text me.
Well,
it's 'cause you weren't...
didn't know the conversation and. You shouldn't. You everyone should be on TikTok. It's very easy. So
yeah. And it's also now different than it was whenever
and,
it first started.
Hey Jerry, you can get paid on.
Well,
can you?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you can, but I don't think we can.
Yeah, it's creator fund. What do you mean?
Barstool employees can get paid.
Yeah, it's creator. You get 3 cents a 1,000 views. It's not like
oh,
they're
wow.
gonna be like, I got $46 in there.
And they didn't. Barstool didn't try to take that away from you.
I mean, they could take $46. They,
no, whatever. I know. I'm just. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that was a thing.
If Twitter had that, I would be fucking loaded.
Or if so Instagram Twitch, had that.
Twitch does the same thing too. So anyone that has a personal Twitch account, and if you grow your own personal,
oh, we're like outing
just
ourselves.
Don't tell
right
yeah, you know what? They just took it down. I don't know what happened. Everything just went down. The creator fund's gone.
Damn.
Everyone didn't hear that. At all.
Shit. No, we weren't just on national
but
radio.
But it is pretty
anything.
Sick, though.
Mm. I feel
man,
like
it's
I...
3 cents. If Boston wants to take 3 cents, we got problems.
Well,
I'm not...
Right,
I'm just,
right
just... Zaz laughing really hard. Okay, so beef squashed?
I don't,
yeah, I love
I don't,
Marty.
Yeah, I love him, too.
Okay. All right, goodbye.
Yeah, I love him, too.
Goodbye. Okay, so speaking of social platforms, I'm not going to say too much about it, but... The Barstool OnlyFans is on its way. It's happening.
I don't know about this.
What do you mean?
I mean, any like all the proceeds are going towards the Barstool fund?
Yeah. So it is so Dave talked about it on his podcast first on the Dave Portnoy show, about how, you know, in the year end of year meeting, you know, Gaz came up and was giving us a social overview of how we did this year and which platforms are good, blah, 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 and how we need to get on other platforms. TikTok obviously being the model because TikTok's been around for like 2 seconds and we have the biggest following on there. So OnlyFans was, you know, the next one. And he, you know, just casually made the joke in the middle of the meeting like, oh, Casey can help us out with that, knowing that I wouldn't be offended by that because Gaz and I are good friends. But then it actually, I guess, started the wheels turning. And Dave started talking about it on his podcast. So, like, the steam really got going there. And now the idea...
Well, then he met the OnlyFans people in Miami, too.
Well, right. But, like, this is before... Like, he started talking about us launching an OnlyFans before meeting all the OnlyFans people.
Speaking then of OnlyFans, Brandon Walker coming in right now.
But the picture of him the other night from the national title should be on OnlyFans. His tits looked great. Did you see
if
that?
If you cropped out his face, I'm sure there were some confused boners going around the country.
So what? Speaking of that, I wrote a blog about it to like promote the Unnecessary Roughness episode that we did right after the game, and I went and cropped just his chest out for the thumbnail. And realize that it would probably be inappropriate because if you didn't know it was Brandon, it would look like I was just putting naked titties of a girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do that. So I had to...
Someone should do that. I mean, like, the Viva La Stool account, if they cropped, like, just, like, the breast region and tweeted that, how many people would think that that's, like, someone actually tweeted a nude?
Well, you would have to, like, chop out his arms, too. Like, you would have to do it perfectly. But, yeah. I mean, we actually did that. So when we got the new Unnecessary Roughness merch, like, obviously we got an Unnecessary Roughness crop top because I'm one of the hosts. And Brandon put it on, and I put on the hoodie. And in the picture of us, if you zoom in, it looks like a girl is wearing the crop top because of how big his boobs are.
Yeah,
so
it's like when dudes, like, put a bra on their butt cheeks, and then they zoom out, and it's a dude's butt.
Wait, what?
Yeah, guys will post videos like that where like, you think it's like a girl's cleavage and then you zoom out and it's a dude's butt cheeks.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those videos.
Yeah.
But I guess we could use that for the OnlyFans. That's what we should do is start throwing those up on the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
The idea of your feet being on the OnlyFans is just
yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, so I don't know
Casey's
exactly.
Feet and like Glennie Ball's butt cheeks with a bra on them.
So I don't know exactly all the details. I know that there's been meetings. I know that it's a thing, and it's going to be, you know, going towards the Barstool Fund. It's not like it's going to be just to be put in fucking Gaz's pocket or Barstool's pocket. It's going to be going for a good cause. But from what I understand, it's actually happening, and it'll be like Barstool Sports. What?
How do you feel about your feet pics being sold?
Well, it's for charity.
It is for charity, but
it's
I mean,
for charity.
Your feet pics are still being sold. How do you feel about that?
But it's for charity, though, so it's different.
I know it's for charity, but how do you feel about people paying American currency to see your feet?
Well, okay, so first of all, again, I wish Gaz was still here because I saw he just left for a meeting. I don't know how much I'm supposed to say. He did say it was okay to talk about it for Stool Streams, so we can tease it. Like, I would feel differently if it was, like, Barstool Casey's OnlyFans, and that's what was happening. Like, there are going to be a lot. That's why we've been having... you know, more conversations where it's not just going to be, it's going to be just paying premium or paying money for premium Barstool content. So the fact that they want to launch it with this idea is kind of flattering, one, but two, I've said this a billion times on this show. I've said it in the office. I've said it outside of this office. I don't find feet sexual. I'm not shaming anybody who does. I understand it.
Never
when I was working
before.
Well, yeah, everybody has. Have you not?
I've never put a toe in my mouth, no.
Zah, have you put a toe in your mouth?
Whether you're tossing the ball around with buddies or picking off passes like a pro, Optimum Nutrition can help unlock more you. Tackle your recovery with Gold Standard 100% Whey, which has 24 grams of high-quality protein per serving and more than 15 delicious, easy-to-mix flavors. Put the world's number one to the test. Available at stores nationwide and online at OptimumNutrition.com. Euromonitor International Limited, Consumer Health 2023 edition, and custom research conducted February to March 2023. Retail sales of whey protein powder in 2022.
Let's move on.
Zah, have you put a toe in your mouth?
I bet you Zah has sucked the fuck out of some piggies.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
everybody's popped a toe in their mouth before. Yeah, like,
It's not that I'm against the sexual act of it. I'm more just like a germaphobe. Like, when I say that I'm a germaphobe, it's not that I'm necessarily a germaphobe. It's that I know that my immune system sucks. If I popped a toe in my mouth, I'm going to get a cold for the next 18 days.
Well, you would will yourself into getting a cold because I'm sure you put worse body parts in your mouth.
Oh, no doubt. But if I were to have like if you could insure me, like, hey, I just, I mean, because it would taste bad. If they came up with like a fucking watermelon flavored antibacterial cream that you put on your foot, oh, you can guarantee me that it's sanitary.
They definitely have those.
Yeah, I'd pop a toe in my mouth, no doubt. But it's more like I know that I can't afford to get sick.
Okay, so here's my question, and we just kind of took a left turn, and I know we've had this argument on this very radio program, but I really do. It's just me and you talking here. You know, Zaz listening. Nobody else is listening here.
Again?
Well, no. Well, we can get there if you want, but like you say that you would have to have somebody's foot sanitized. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, before you are going to go down on a girl, be like, have you showered? Is that something that you do?
No.
So... you do realize that that's a dirtier body part than your fucking feet.
I disagree. I mean, like...
Now, yeah, if you're walking around New York City barefoot, then no. But if you're showering and immediately getting dressed and putting on socks and shoes, like, your feet are going to be clean.
I don't necessarily... No, definitely not, because of the sweat and the dark...
Well,
not
clean, but,
I guarantee you, if we... There has to be... I don't know why this happens. Every single time that we have some sort of discussion about this, we're like, hey, if you're a doctor, call in. And there are fucking medical doctors that listen to this fucking program.
833-857-8665. If you're a doctor, call us up.
Or just someone, anyone that has access
in
to
the
this
medical
type
field.
Of information.
In the medical field. You don't have to be a doctor.
I bet you it's a quick fucking Google search will tell you that a foot is... probably more germ infested than a vagina.
Well, you know what's like one of the most germ infested is your mouth. And I can guarantee, unless you're doing things.
I'm licking mouths. You know I'm doing that.
Well, the way that you just said that sounded so creepy. But yeah, like that's the whole point. It's like I don't care if you don't want to suck people's toes. It doesn't bother me. I don't think feet are sexual, but there are a lot of people out there that do. I just don't understand. I don't follow your logic of. Like you wouldn't
feet smell too. Not well, that like vaginas dude... don't, but it's a different odor.
Oh my god!
Stop, back me up here. Come on.
No, I'm with you on that one.
No, for yeah, sure. But like,
like it's I almost mean... like a candle scent. Like the scent of a vagina is an acquired taste. Like eventually, like you get
Zaz
used to it, or like
going
you just
crazy back there.
Maybe you prefer it. I don't know that there's anyone out there that's like, ooh, the stench of feet. I love that.
No, I think
maybe
there are.
There's definitely
no,
fucking
no, there
weirdos.
Definitely
yeah, for sure.
Are.
Like the dudes out there that would probably pay, I don't know, $1,500 for a pair of Casey's used socks after a workout at the gym. Those people exist. I know that. But as a normal person with a functioning brain, I think that like.
Well,
the...
let's not kink shame. People can be normal.
No, I'm not kink shaming, but I would like we can all acknowledge that your average person is not. Willing to pay $1,500 for a pair of used socks after your workout.
Yes.
That's not normal.
But like I've told this story too when I was working in Boston, you know, and you've been on that set before. The Boston Sports Tonight set was like we were all sitting down so you could see our feet, and I would have people ask to send me heels so they could see me wearing them on TV for 3 hours a night and
yeah, like
then
that.
want me to send them back. And I just would always say no because I felt as if you know, if I'm going to be sent nice shoes, I want to keep them. One,
you ever
but
do
two,
cute
like
shit like that before, Casey. Like when you used to do TV, like when if you were like dating someone, and like sometimes wrestlers do this. Like Rikishi, when he would come to the ring, he would do that to his nose. He would like wipe his nose with his thumb twice, and it was like his way of saying hi to his kids on TV. Did you ever have like a guy at home where you'd be like, "Oh, if I do this, that means I'm thinking of you." Yeah, you did.
Yes.
You're so fucking predictable. What'd you do? What was your sign?
I'm not.
Casey?
I'm not giving. No.
What was your,
I'm not giving away.
I mean, I'm not gonna go back and look at the tape. What did
no,
you do?
No, that's why I'm not. What if I still do it? How do you know?
Well, then you're gonna have to switch it up. I mean, obviously, you're not dating the same person that you were dating when you were in Boston.
Well, way to air me out.
I mean, I think the world at this point has put two and two together. I think at this point,
thank you, Jared.
What was your little indicator to be like, hey, babe, thinking of you?
Well, it wasn't when I was in Boston because the person I was dating in Boston was on the same television show as me.
Right.
So
I know that. So I mean, like, whenever, like, not necessarily in Boston.
I'm not telling
like,
you. I'm not telling you my.
Casey,
I'm not,
come on. Why?
I'm not doing,
why?
I'm not doing it.
Why? Why? What's so private about it?
Because it's like giving away your bluff in poker.
Not really. I mean, it's not like you still
kind
do
of.
It, do you? But if you, I mean, you.
How do you know?
I think it's weird that, like, if you were to do like the fucking football show or like the college football show and you give the same indicator to your new guy that you were giving to your guy back in fucking ESPN days? That's kind of bullshit. I'd be pissed about that if I were the new guy.
How would they know?
Because I just told them.
You just aired me out. Why are you fucking airing me out? I don't air out.
Casey, what's your sign? Because you can just switch it out. You can just do something different.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
What is it?
I would touch my watch.
You would touch your watch?
Yeah.
Show me. I can see you. I know there's bad radio because they can't see you.
Oh, no,
show me
I
what
be
you
like,
mean.
I'd be standing up on the set and I would have like my hands like to my side or I'd be like talking with my hands. But then I would like put my hands in front of me and like I would touch my watch.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, people definitely do that.
I mean, you could have just lied and made one up by now. I don't know why you didn't just
do
that.
Yeah, I didn't. I honestly didn't. I didn't have time to think about it, but I'm not. I honestly feel like that's none of your business.
Mm.
Mm. Anyways, back to the feet thing. I'm really sad that Zoss laughing so hard. Whenever I ask Marty earlier, by the way, Jared, just complete side note, whenever everyone, because the content side of The Office today is actually kind of popping. I didn't think that it would be because the other side is not. But when everybody was asking, like, if we needed to send a wellness check on you because you and Marty, like, you became the topic of The Office because of you and Marty's beef. And I said, Marty, will you come on radio? Because I was thinking it'd be funny to have you guys hash it out. Or not even funny, just like you guys need to hash it out on radio.
I'm surprised more people that read that exchange weren't just like, well, Marty, why did you provoke the situation? Like, obviously he's going to come back
because
at you
they knew
started
that
it.
He was joking. But Zah heard me say that, and Zah was like, oh, you just don't want to be on radio alone with Jared. I was like, oh, I didn't think about that. But sure, yeah, I needed a chaperone. So I know Zah really enjoys.
I think our shows alone are great.
Zah, do you feel like you're in the middle of like a mom and dad fight when you produce just the two of us?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, I love it.
Just sitting here, just listening. I'm just laughing the whole show.
You have been laughing the entire show. Back to the feet thing, Jared.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought about this. Hands are pretty dirty. I would make the argument that hands are dirtier than feet because you're touching everything.
No, like I agree. That's why I don't do hands. I won't like put a fucking girl's like hand or finger in my mouth like now. No, like sometimes, I don't know how many details I'm going to give away here, I'm not doing that. If you try to put a finger in my mouth, I'm like, what the fuck? Like you just gave me the common cold for the next 10 days.
You are so confusing. You know that they can give you the common cold from their mouths.
Yeah, but
which is where the bacteria
they're increasing the odds with their fingers.
No, that cannot be true.
Definitely true. You're just
Zah,
like if
I'm bringing you in. I'm bringing you in here,
Casey. If
like,
I
you,
have
you pop a
if
finger
I
in
have
your
an
mouth?
If I have a needle full of a disease and a needle full of a disease, would you rather have one needle or both needles? You'd probably if you had to pick, you'd pick the one needle, right? Because you want to decrease your odds of getting the disease. So if I'm
I have a question.
I'm not
for
also
you.
Gonna suck your toes and fingers.
Okay. Well, then let me add to that. The one needle. You know for sure has the heaviest dose of the disease. Mm-hmm. And the other needle like has a much
80%.
No, has a much
fingers
less
fingers in toes.
Yeah,
Casey?
Okay, when I have strep throat, which I am very susceptible to, I can guarantee you that if I make out with somebody, I'm going to give them strep throat. If I have strep throat and they suck my finger or my toe, there is like a very low possibility that they get strep throat from that.
I don't know if that's true either. I mean,
it
like,
is
you're getting your germs
true.
On your hands. I mean, the toe, sure, but hands, like all the shit that you're touching and you're breathing on, like I would say if you have strep throat 100% or close to it from the mouth, from the hands, probably still 80%. Would you want to suck on the fingers of a person that had strep throat?
Well, no, but
you think
I'm
you'd
saying
be good?
That I'm just saying that the
wild debate I've ever had in my life.
You know what? I actually like I hate getting strep throat. And like I said, I get it pretty often, which sucks. I haven't gotten it in a while. So now I'm for sure going to get it next
Knock
week.
On wood.
Yeah, I know. I haven't had it in about a year. I got it like last April, which was bullshit because we were quarantining and I somehow still got it. Like, how does that fucking happen? But I next time I get strep throat, Jared, I am going to do a test. Okay, I'm going to find somebody to make out with. I'll ask the person that I currently make out with to just for the content, see if they can get strep throat from sucking my finger. And if they don't, then I will make out with them and see if they get it, which I guarantee they would.
Okay.
We'll test it out.
Strep throat is very, like, very contagious. Very easy to catch. Yes.
Right. So, but that's what I'm saying. So the person that will
you're
going
to have to have, you do understand that you're going to have tribute. Like two, you're going to have two tributes. Like if you have strep throat, you can't kiss this person. You just have to have them suck your finger.
Well, right. So like what'll happen is like, okay, I get strep throat and then I'm going to be like, all right, we're not going to make
the
out.
Results, though. You're going to like fucking
we're not
going to
make out today. No, we're not going to make out. I'm going to come straight home from the doctor's office. And you're going to suck my finger. We'll see if you can get strep throat. And then we'll give it a few days. And then they'll go get tested for strep throat. Mm-hmm. Probably won't have it. Then, if they test negative for strep throat, then I will make out with them. And I guarantee you that they test positive.
So and I will prove. Just for the sake of this argument, you are willing to put up with the pain of strep throat and not go get an antibiotic just for science.
Well, no, because you're still contagious for a few days when you have the antibiotic. Oh no, I
think it's like
as soon as I know that I have strep throat, I'm on that shit immediately because it hurts so bad. Strep throat is the worst.
It's a motherfucker.
It is. It feels like you're swallowing needles. But yeah. Listen, again, I don't kink shame. I don't care if people like to pop toes in their mouths or whatever. But I just don't understand. I've never understood your logic of you won't. You'll do anything on, like, girls' body parts that are, like, by far the dirtiest parts of their body, but you're,
titties
like,
titties ain't dirty, Zah. You know that. You know
oh
we out here sucking
right,
titties.
Jared.
They
that's
clean
right.
Hell.
That's fucking right.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, on that note.
You know that.
On that note, 833-857-8665, the fact that we just landed. I don't know how the fuck we got to titties ain't dirty, but that's what we're doing
titties
here on
ain't
a Friday.
Dirty. Put it on a shirt.
We'll be right back for another 30 minutes of CCK.
Oh my God, oh my God, these feelings just begun. I'm saying things I've never said, doing things I've never done. Oh my God, when I see you, I should it right. But I'm frozen in motion and my head tells me to stop. Tells me to stop. Feel things I feel about us.
Welcome back to CCK on this cloudy, gross Friday in New York City. But you know what, Zah? I'm fucking stoked because Friday Night Pints tonight is a wine night.
Oh, nice.
It is sponsored by a wine company.
Okay.
So it's going to, you know, I mean, you know how I am with my wine. Yeah, you know how I am with my wine. Uh-huh. So tonight on Friday Night Pints, it's me, Kelly Keegs, Frankie Borelli, Marty Mush, Captain Cons, and obviously Kevin and John. And
what a squad.
It's a fucking squad. Yeah. And I know exactly what the topics are going to, or what the first topic is going to be is the Army Hammer stuff, because that just continuously is weird. And Kelly wants to definitely hook up with Army Hammer. So I can only imagine what Frankie's just absolutely demented brain is going to say. Marty, of course. And then I hope Captain Cons
she's
is
like, you're downplaying it. Like Kelly Keegs, like, doesn't just want to hook up with Army Hammer. She wants to do unforgivable things with Army Hammer.
Well, yeah.
She's on a different level.
Right. And we're going to talk about it on Pints tonight. So it's at 6 o'clock. So make sure you tune in. And if you miss it at 6, it does live on the blog, but there's also a podcast now, which, by the way, I took a train to Boston last week and I was listening to a different podcast and I fell asleep and
you went to Boston and didn't tell me?
I woke back up and was listening to
fucked up, Zah. No, continue.
I was listening to a podcast, fell asleep, and it went into the Friday Night Pints podcast from that prior Friday Night Pints. It's actually, it does translate well on podcasts. I didn't think that it would as well as it did because it's like kind of a visual thing. You know, we're all sitting around the bar, we're all drinking, but in a podcast, it just sounds like you're just sitting, listening to like seven people just at a bar, which is not so bad.
I thought it would have translated fine. Yeah. Cause it's like, I mean, there's not really a huge visual component to that show. I mean, I guess the one thing that would be confusing for a listener if you're not like super super into Barstool is trying to keep up like whose voice is who.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there were a couple of moments where, you know, side conversations start, and that's totally fine though. Like, that's the whole point of Friday Night Pints. It's like, you know, everybody's talking about one thing and then it kind of branches off. But Army Hammer is probably going to be the first topic, I'd imagine. So Friday Night Pints tonight, we're doing wine.
What Once the fuck were you doing in Boston?
Things.
Why are you so sketchy all the time?
What an answer. So for people at home who can't see her, Casey had that. Well, how do you say it? The hamster wheel turning. Yep. she froze. She's like, things.
Things.
That's funniest visual.
I was just physically there to do things.
What does that mean? What does that entail? Why was I not important enough to be contacted?
You knew I was in Boston.
Okay.
You knew I was there. You just weren't on the
list. Didn't know what you were doing.
Right. Okay. I said, hey, I'm in Boston. I just didn't tell you why I was in Boston. That's not sketchy.
That's,
I don't have to like, send you my itinerary.
Zah, is that sketchy?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's pretty sketchy.
It's sketchy?
Kinda sketchy.
Yeah. Why
that's
is
a
it
four,
sketchy?
That's a, Casey, he's Casey, that's a four-hour trip.
He doesn't live in Boston. He lives in Saugus.
He is the mayor
I mean,
of Boston.
I am you guys 10, I'm 10 miles from Boston.
It
I
would
can
be different if I was like, hey, I'm coming to Saugus and didn't see him.
It's 10 minutes away.
I apologize. Next time I come to Boston, I will give you ample heads up that I'm coming to Boston. But
great.
I'm not.
I'd love to take. I'd love to take you to Kowloon.
Okay, I will go to Kowloon as long as you bring Ellen.
Fuck no.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No.
I'll
I'm
go
not
if your mom's
third wheeling. No.
You've third wheeled with us before, and you're just fine. Although we just
ganged
right. up on you the
I
whole time.
I did do that. Yeah, we
and
did
we just
do
ganged
that.
Up on you. We just we went to the saw one cock. Time. One time we went to the Flying Cock when it was outdoor seating. So
that's
it was
a bar?
Yeah, on 3rd in New York.
Oh,
probably.
In the city. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I've never been there.
And, it's pretty good food. Yeah, it's delicious. It's shenanigans. We went and had lunch when Jared's mom was in the city helping him move out.
Uh-huh.
And he just sat there and just took a fucking beating from the two of us. It was, like, I mean, I don't think he said a single word.
How long
lunch.
Have you been waiting? Years and years, huh?
Yo,
just
years.
For that moment.
Yeah, because like I've met Ellen when I was living in Boston. I'm pretty sure. So like we've had a friendship. We've had a relationship. We text. This was the first time it was
we
just
text.
This was the first time it was just the three of us, and Jared just got an earful. I think.
Poor Jared.
He didn't.
Poor Jared.
Was it that bad?
I don't remember. I wasn't listening.
Nice. That's all you have.
Yeah,
to
that is exactly. That was like playbook. 833-857-8665. So in the first segment, if you missed the lovely conversation that somehow came from Marty and Jared in a beef, it was what's dirtier, the private parts of a woman or feet? And we have Anthony in Seattle, who was a medic in the Army, Jared. So he is going to give us the scoop. So Anthony, please help us settle this argument.
So you got to think about it like this. Yes, the vagina has more germs in it, but you got to think, athlete's foot, fungus
right.
and stuff growing on the feet. So you can mitigate all the stuff that goes on a vagina with keeping it covered and keeping it from sweating. The feet, you put them in shoes that you wear every day and you don't know where they've been.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you got fungus that grows inside of the shoes
right.
and on top of the feet. So the foot is more gross until
you.
Unless you actually just take a shower.
Can you for the record, can you just say like, can you say Jared, you were correct?
Well, no, hold on. I have a counterpoint,
I agree
Anthony.
With you wholeheartedly, Jared.
Anthony, I have a counterpoint, and I'm sorry for what's about to be said out of my mouth because I realize how gross it's about to be. And
here
I'm
we go.
I'm sure there's more men listening than women. But there are ways that you can get infections while just wearing clothing, like yeast infections or...
Well,
BV.
I mean, if you're going to wear the same shit-stained panties every day, yes, you're going to get an infection.
No, I mean, you can definitely still get an infection even if you're showering every day because of the insides of a vagina are like, you know, they do self-clean, but they also, like, you know, your pH gets out of balance... You know, you have sex with a guy that maybe didn't shower, even if you've kept completely clean. So you can still get infections even if you're taking care of yourself.
Oh, 100%. But what I'm saying is if you're just going to go on a day-to-day basis at the end of the day, the vagina is going to be a lot cleaner than your feet.
Yeah, I can't argue with a medic because, you know, you do medical things and I don't. I just feel like if you're showering your feet and putting them in socks and shoes and then going home and taking them off, like it's not like you're growing athlete's foot on a daily basis. The same way you don't have a yeast infection on a daily basis.
Yes, hopefully. But do you wash your shoes every day? That's the question.
Wash my, but my I have socks on that I wear that are clean every day. The
I know,
same way with my panties.
They still go inside of the shoe, and the shoe hasn't been washed. So that means that all of those toxins and all of those germs get onto the sock, They seep through throughout the day. You sweat whenever you're walking. I understand that you also sweat in your genitals and your axillaries, but you have to, you sweat in your feet and they absorb all the pores and they smell and then they don't, and then you have to wash them until they don't smell.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And you using the word like axillaries, I mean, I can't argue with you because you're obviously smarter in this than me. So go ahead. You can tell Jared he was right. I still think that I'm somewhat right, but go ahead, Anthony. Tell him he's right.
Oh, no. Casey, you have a point, too.
Okay,
it's just when you have to, when you bring in fungus and you don't know if the person pees on their feet, you don't know if, because in the shower, you can't control that.
Yeah, okay, true. Hold on a minute.
People pee on their feet, Casey. People pee in the shower.
People pee out of their, like, people pee literally out of their vagina, like in a different, it's a different hole, but like you're peeing right there. It's the same thing, right? Like,
I mean, it's a couple drops.
Do you wipe?
We're adults.
Do you wipe?
Yeah. But if you're peeing, who's peeing on their feet, like outside
people
of the shower? If they, but then there's water, like clean and soap cleaning it off. That's better than wiping. I cannot believe
you have idiots out there that pee on their feet because they think that they're killing all the bacteria when they're just feeding the fungus because they're idiots.
Yeah.
People pee on their feet thinking they're cleaning their feet?
Yes. There was an old wives' tale going on that you can kill all the bacteria in your feet by peeing on it because pee is supposed to be sterile when exactly you're just feeding the fungus and then they're just eating away at your toes. I guarantee there's people out there listening right now that don't know that.
People drink pee to cleanse the insides.
Yeah, what about that, Anthony? What about the idea that if you're like stranded and you can't find water, you should drink your own pee?
Make sure you boil it first.
What if
that's
you can't?
A lot of salt you're ingesting.
What if you can't? What if you're like just truly like somewhere where you are going to die of dehydration? You shouldn't drink your pee?
I mean, that sounds like it's your fault if you're in that position. But drink the pee you got three times before you actually kill yourself because of all the lactic acid.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Anthony. That was very insightful. I had no idea that people pee on their feet to try to clean their feet. That is a whole new thing
for
me.
That's the first time I'm hearing of
that.
That
seems like a John Feidelberg thing to do, where he like firmly believes it.
I don't even think that he would agree with that. Like, I know we had like a week long thing.
He probably
just
pisses on himself for fun. Like, he doesn't know like the science behind it or any reason for it.
Well, I mean, yeah, like you remember very fondly. I mean, it's probably been over a year at this point now when the whole, you know, pee yourself conversation took a whole week of radio because why pee? I mean, first of all, if we had YP in this office right now, like I guarantee you, he would think peeing on your feet sterilizes him. Like that seems like
He's probably doing it right now.
Yeah, young page views type of thing to do. We have an actual guy that called in with a doctor before his name, so I feel like that's important. We have Dr. Mike. He's a medical doctor who would like to discuss this, and I feel like if someone calls in and says that they're Dr. Mike, they know more than us. Hello, Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, you can hear me.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so, I mean, I know that a medic just called in, but, I mean, honestly, from my medical point of view, the vagina has an infinite more amount of different bacteria, and if you want to use the term germs, like was used before, than feet, unquestionably.
Thank you. I, as somebody who has one, I have been told my entire life, like, way more times how to take care of that than my feet. Like, yes, you have to clean your feet and your feet sweat, but, like, there are so many more things that can be going on inside a vagina, right, Dr. Mike?
100%. So your body, like your skin and your hands, your feet, wherever else, it has its own natural flora of bacteria, but the vagina has its own natural flora of bacteria, obviously, that keeps it healthy and fights off bad bacteria. And to use the term and to talk to the fungal infections of feet and the fungal infections of vagina, like you were talking about. But 100%. And like you said, you know, urine comes out of a very close hole, the urethra, right beside the vagina. So you've got that aspect as well. And then you've also got the aspect of, there's the anus right beside it as well, right? So there would be tons of bacteria from stool. So if you're talking about not cleaning feet, if you're not cleaning your vagina and not cleaning that area well, you know, you've got tons of bacteria coming from there as well. So that's my two cents. I'll let you guys talk more about it. But, I am a medical doctor from Toronto, Canada. So
thank you, Dr. Mike.
Toronto. I
thank
love
you.
Toronto.
He you know how very, like when you talk to a doctor, how professional
they are.
He has
a doctor voice. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And like also the way he was saying it, like basically what he was saying is like for anybody who thinks there's more germs on your feet, like you are doing everything that you do in the bathroom right next to the vagina. He said that in like such a medical way that it like makes sense. I mean, you understand what he's just saying, right, Jared? Like there's more germs because of what goes on around the vagina than your feet.
No, I get it.
You get it.
Yep.
Yeah. So should we put this in the
bed
or
time? Like I had a tough time like thinking about it as he was explaining it.
I know. I looked at both you and Zaz's faces while he was explaining it, and it both was like, oh, he's so right.
Yeah. I didn't have the best time thinking about it, but
yeah, no, for sure. But I mean, it's the meme of like the, and I don't remember when it first came out, but it was on Instagram, you know, years ago, but it was about our generation. And it was like, we are the generation that will not eat the crust of pizza, but we'll eat ass. And it's like so perfectly this generation.
Yep.
It really is. It's like, you know, we like Jared's over here like, oh, I would never suck a toe, but Give me anything else and I'm good. It's crazy.
Or it's that brown bit of the banana.
Yes. Oh, I hate those. Yeah. Or avocados. Like I had an avocado yesterday and I was like scooping the brown part. I was like, ugh, I don't want this. It's like, what? It's get this out of here. Let's take a few more phone calls. We've got, this says Gabby that just wants to talk about vaginas. So Gabby in Kentucky, what's up? Gabby.
Guys.
Hi.
I miss you.
Gabby. Yeah. Hi, Gabby. We miss you.
I miss you guys more. Aren't vaginas self-cleaning? I wasn't listening to Dr. What's-His-Face, but vaginas are self-cleaning.
Yes, they are. But, like, you can have more. I feel like you can have more situations happen, like, outside of your, like, with athletes' feet and stuff like that, I feel like you have to be kind of reckless with your feet. Like, with vaginas.
Yeah, they're fucking gross.
Yeah, that's what I'm, but like vaginas can have weird things happen, like if you have sex with like the wrong person and you don't know it.
Yeah, that's why you wear condoms and wash your body, yourself a wax, caution with laser hair removal. It can burn your labia, just a little like cautionary tale there.
Daddy, has this happened to you? Has this happened to you? Oh,
yes.
No, I am so sorry. I've not had that happen to me, but I am in your pain right now. That sounds awful.
Hey, it's worth never having to shave or sugar or wax or whatever the fuck it is that you need to do. So,
okay.
It was a few days of aloe vera and a lot of TLC.
A lot of TLC, I would assume. Okay, so.
A lot of TLC.
Yes. So Gabby, you and I seem to be on the same page of like, if you take care of yourself, like you're fine. Like if you take care of everything you need to do, but we also know, and I'm assuming that men out there also know, there are a lot of females who do not do that, which
then
is
that's their own fault
beyond me. But how are the guys supposed to know that, you know?
Smell it.
Oh God. I cannot. It's true. It's a good point, Gabby. It's a good point. I now feel like anybody who's eaten lunch this entire radio segment is trying to kill themselves. But Gabby, here's my question for you. Would you pop a toe in your mouth?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, right? Like,
I think that's PG.
Exactly. So Jared, she thinks it's PG. So is there any part of the body that like you hesitate when you're having sex or when you're in that situation because you're worried about germs?
I'm like a no asshole person. That's my thing. Just like no assholes. I don't know.
That's, you know what? Honestly, that's totally fine. And I can understand your thought process on that. But and if somebody was going to give me an answer on which body part they don't want to go near because of germs, that's probably the most acceptable answer. It's definitely not feet, Jared Carabas.
Jared, you're really not going to suck on a girl's finger?
not in a pandemic.
Come on.
Okay, Jared.
I'm not repulsed by the idea. Outside of the pandemic, fine.
Okay,
maybe.
But here's the thing, Jared.
If you're listening, please turn this off for this next thing that I'm about to say. Please turn the radio off. Okay, I'm giving you 3 seconds. 3, 2, one. If I'm hooking up with a girl and she's like fingering herself, then I will put her fingers in my mouth for sure. No doubt.
Not like pre, just to get it like a little wet for her.
No, I don't have
See,
to
Gabby
do that.
Gabby knows.
I don't need to do any of that.
You are so dumb.
Let's go. What Let's get into the fucking weekend, baby.
I'm dying back here, Jared. I'm on my
Let's
feet.
Go,
I'm on the table. I'm jumping around everywhere,
Let's
bro.
Fucking
I'm dying
go.
Back here.
Like I need the fucking outside source to lube it up. Come on.
Oh, my God,
fucking
Gabby.
Little,
I will.
Little zip of the sweatshirt is all we need in these parts,
Jesus Christ.
Since the haircut, I will agree. Since the
Thank
haircut.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Gabby.
I mean,
Thank you,
Gabby.
You made great strides.
It has. Gabby, he has had quite the glow up. There is no doubt. You know, he's got the tattoos. We understand.
It couldn't
but...
get any worse.
I will say, though, his excuse about the pandemic is quite ironic, seeing as he would just, like, make out with somebody in a pandemic, but he wouldn't suck their finger.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd rather suck fingers than suck face.
I mean, yeah, the germs on your fingers in the middle of this
pandemic
are probably are less than what's in your mouth and nose. It's a fact.
Because everyone is sanitizing and everyone's hands are fucking bleeding from all the hand sanitizer we use. Why wouldn't you suck fingers right now?
Right. You don't have to wear gloves out, but you do have to wear a mask out. Like, it's a great point. I mean, yes, your hands can obviously, you know, like they can give it to somebody else. But like, as long as you're sanitizing, your hands are pretty clean, Jared. You have to wear a mask out because people are worried about what's coming out of your nose and your mouth.
I mean, fine. If you want me to start sucking fingers, I'll suck fingers. But like,
it's
gonna happen.
I appreciate
like,
you.
Gonna, like,
Thank
it's
you,
gonna be
Gabby.
Have to be one of those things where like you come in, and I don't even think it's a wild ask during a pandemic. But like, you walk in, it's like, please wash your hands since you came in. If I see you wash your hands, I'll suck the fuck out of those fingers.
But not take a shower if you're gonna go down on a girl.
I don't care about that. Whatever.
Okay, if we meet in person, will you suck my finger?
Yeah, sure. If I see you wash your hands first, no doubt.
Oh, God, you're the worst.
I'm not. I don't want to get sick, Gabby. Why do you want me to get sick?
I have perfectly manicured nails.
It's
clean
not even
underneath
about that.
My
it's,
nails every day.
If girls have perfectly manicured nails and they keep track, like that means their hands are normally very clean because they're taking care of their hands every day.
Yeah, fine, whatever. Yeah, sure.
All right, Gabby. So what I know what we're gonna do here.
Thank you for growing up from being a 13-year-old. Like, appreciate you.
Fine.
What we're gonna do here? We're gonna set this up. Obviously, post pandemic, whenever the fuck that's gonna be, there's gonna be a KFC Radio live on Broadway, as there normally is. We're gonna make sure you're there, and we're gonna make sure Jared comes, and we're going to make sure there is a camera while he sucks your fingers.
I mean, it doesn't have to be sexual. I am married. So it's just literally sticking my fingers in your mouth.
No, like sucking or anything. Like just straight up, you have to put your finger in his mouth. Again, once it's safe and healthy to do, we're going to make that happen at a KFC Radio live show.
Perfect. I love it so much. I mean, my fingers are just pulsating right now. They can't wait.
Thanks for the call, Gabby. Call in more often.
Yeah.
Love you, mean it.
Love you too.
I miss you. I miss
okay,
you a lot.
I mean, that absolutely has to happen now.
Yeah,
we're going to do it on stage, too. Have Gabby, who hates Kevin, which is wonderful, go up and just Jared has to just suck her fingers. Or not suck, because she's married. Can't be
she's
doing
married.
That shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be something.
It's going to be something. I always say this, but whenever we don't have specific topics that we're going to hit, I don't know where we're going to go. I assumed we were going to be talking a little football, a little baseball today, and instead we talked about God knows what. I don't really
I
even know what
I didn't
talked
think
about.
When I started the show with the Marty drama that we would have ended it with me agreeing to suck someone's fingers that I've never met before.
Right, especially because you're so anti-sucking hands.
I'm anti-germs, Casey. It's different.
Well, you're not, or you wouldn't go down on girls.
It's different.
You wouldn't make out with girls.
You know what? Just to end the show to get into the weekend, Casey, all I got to say... titties ain't dirty.
Oh,
you have yourself
God.
A good weekend.
Zaw has both hands in the air. His hands are raised. Playboy Marty's laughing. That's how we're going to end this week on radio.
Titties ain't dirty!
You should make a shirt.
I am.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week with... a new episode of CCK. Friday night, Pints tonight. Me, Kelly, Frankie, Marty, Cons, John, and Kevin. And I'm sure it'll be a shit show. And I'm absolutely going to bring this up. So make sure you tune in 6 o'clock tonight. Have a fantastic, safe weekend. You guys stay hot.